Brother Paul played a song before the meeting. Before I'd come into the meeting tonight, I thought, Lord, I don't even know really what to say. And Lord, just help me. Help us. And then Brother Paul played at the beginning of the meeting, number 297 in our books. I think he just played it one time through. But I thought, that's it. My anchor holds. On my bark, so small and frail, by God's word I shall not fail. Blow your wildest thing. Go ahead. Come on, floods. Come on, storms. Beat against the house. Oh, by God's grace, I'm going to stand. And having done all, I'm going to stand. 297. Let's stand as we sing it. I'll dismiss them later.
Surges roll on my tempest-driven soul. I am peace before I know. Proudly though the winds may blow, I will anchor safe and sure that can evermore endure. And my hopes, my anchor.
To strengthen every one of us and help us by His Spirit tonight. I think that's your testimony, is it not? Amen. Do you want to go through victoriously? Amen. Do you want, no matter what blows against your life, do you want to be able to sail right through the cable that nobody sees that bears that heavy strain? That's Jesus. That's Christ. And through the storm I safely ride. You know, one of the first times this really was impressed upon me, this song, was when I was visiting a guy in the hospital who was about 17 years old. And he had just had an operation on his brain, and they took a piece of his skull out, put it in the freezer someplace. And with his brain exposed, they had all these electrodes and wires, 16 different wires going to different parts in his brain because of seizure activity, and he was quite sick. His name was Oscar Garcia, some of you know him. This young man, and I was sitting there with him, and It's heart-wrenching with anybody but a 17-year-old kid. And there he was, and he said to me, "Brother Ernie, could we sing a song together?" And I said, "Sure we can. What would you like to sing?" He said, "My Anchor Holds." And so we began to sing it. And he joined right in me. It's his favorite song. And we got to that place where we sang, "Blow your wildest then, O gale." And I thought, what could blow against this guy any more than what's been blowing? What could happen to him more than what's been happening? Go ahead, come on, bring on your best. By God's grace, I'm not going to fail. My anchor holds. Oh, the storms are great. The trouble and the difficulties are many. But God, by His grace, is able to help me through. God, by His Spirit, is able to keep me through the storms. And God has kept that young man. He's not well at all. But God has kept him. He's in his 40s now. But God has kept him. And every time I see him, that's the song he wants to sing. My anchor holds. Still holding, Oscar? Yeah, my anchor holds. Come on, blow your wildest. And I don't know what you guys are facing. I don't know what the staff, I don't know what we are all facing differently, but God's grace is able. And so we're going to sing that last verse. And then after we sing that last verse, Brother Peter knows best what should be done with the boys. And if you want to stay, you know your groups and you know what they can tolerate in camp. But we're going to pray. We're going to ask the Lord to strengthen us. We're going to ask the Lord to help us by His Spirit to come to us. And if you want to stay, you're welcome to. And it's the same with all of us. You can go if you need to, stay if you'd like. But let's just take time, if you can, and ask the Lord for His strength. Ask Him tonight to help you. Get the eggs scrubbed out of the corners. Make sure there are no cracks in the foundation wall. Seal those gaps up in your heart and ask Jesus by His Spirit to help you. Let's sing that last stanza.
Troubles almost whelm us all. Griefs like billows o'er me roll. Them to seek to lure us astray. Storms obscure, help us tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we belong to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray together a chorus that you all know. If you want to go to your knees as we sing it. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. It's a prayer. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want Thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol. Cast out every foe. In other words, Lord, make me clean. Plug up the holes in my life. I give You all of that rot, that stuff that doesn't belong. Jesus, the little things. Lord, wash me. Wash me. And I shall be whiter than snow. Maybe that would be a good prayer for you to pray, for us all to pray. God wants to come to us by His Spirit, but He comes to those that are prepared to receive Him. Those that are clean and are washed. And oh, thank God that tonight Jesus is here. As we sang earlier, the blood of Jesus to wash us whiter than snow. And perhaps He needs to do that in some of our hearts. Lord, I long to be perfectly whole. So if you, again, you could stay as you are, but if you'd like to sit, stand, kneel. But let's ask Him to wash our hearts, to make us clean through His blood, so that there's no way in for the enemy. When the Lord Jesus was tempted, we read that the enemy, there's nothing in Him. There's nothing in Jesus. No place or area of weakness. Jesus was strong, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, wash me, Lord. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want Thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we long, oh Lord, Lord, for You to live in our soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wash us in Your blood. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.